And that sound now officially means it's time for The Other Side with Ashley Campbell, Orange County Conservative. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I love that song.
I'm so glad. I thought, well, is this too just obscure, too nerdy? Is it? I don't know.
There
I just
is
like
nothing
it,
too obscure or nerdy for this show. It's all good.
Excellent.
Awesome. So, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Got one of these winter cold things, so hopefully I won't start sneezing in the middle of this. But yeah, other than that.
It wouldn't
that,
be the worst thing that's ever happened on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's going to be in the 70s in 2 days, so
I know,
hopefully.
Right?
I don't know if that makes it better or worse, but.
Well, I'm looking forward
to
it anyway.
One way or the other.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah. All right, well, we just wrapped up conversation with Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. They've got that event coming up this evening, talking about at the Stone Center where they're screening the documentary 13th about the prison system in America. And if you're listening out there and you know that documentary, hold on to that, because we're going to be talking here for the next few minutes about a controversial proposal in Orange County to construct a new Northern Orange County building campus off of Route 70, 21 acres. And the big building there is going to be a new Orange County jail. So
that's
it's also
right.
going right near where people live, where there's farms and low-income housing, and there's now a petition with close to 1,000 names on it asking Orange County commissioners to find another location. So,
right. Yeah. I mean, it's been something that's been a topic before the county commissioner since the end of January, and I think that's when probably most people, myself included, really found out that this was going to happen. And I live about a mile away from where the site is potentially going to be located. And, you know, a lot of people have been focused on the detention center part of it. But the site is also potentially planning to include offices for, you know, the county parks and have like an agricultural learning center or something to that effect. I mean, I think it's all very sort of preliminary and not set in stone. But people are concerned about having a detention center located in what is essentially a residential / agricultural setting. You know, there's been a few, a couple families at the center of this that have been sort of, I mean, going back and forth on this on social media. You know, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. It's sort of like a train wreck watching that play out, because I mean, I feel so terrible for, I don't want this family to be split apart, because it seems like there's maybe these two older sisters that are trying to sell off their land. And I mean, they're older, as I said. I think they're both widowed, and so, you know, they're probably facing, you know, end of life expenses, and they have this acreage here that at least I know one of the owners of the property, one of the sisters, had worked for the county for a long time, so she thinks, you know, this is going to be a great boon for the area, especially along Highway 70. So that was sort of her motivation. But you know, despite that, she has people in her family that don't want it to be converted to anything aside from what it is now. And they're worried about effects on their livestock, because the detention center is going to be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I can't tell you.
Is it a noise thing with the
noise
lights?
Okay. Especially I think, I mean, I wish I knew more about it, but with their cattle and their horses, I think is what is there now. One of the members of the family also has a beekeeping operation, so that could be affected because the bees wouldn't have that area to collect pollen from anymore. Also there's going to be some people are upset as well, because the detention center would be located near low-income housing, and so you're kind of having that stigma of a jail near sort of an area of town that's associated with a higher crime rate. I mean, not to make it sound like it's Hillsborough, not to make it sound like it's Chicago or something, but slightly higher crime area of town. So locating it there could be a potentially sensitive issue, you know, from a social justice, from those who are concerned with social justice from that perspective. You know, me, I'm always looking at it from a fiscal perspective, and where I think, yes, we need a detention center. Do we need a $10 million office for Parks and Rec Department? I'm not so sure about that, because, I mean, for starters, there's a hundreds of millions of dollars of backlog for school maintenance that, you know, I feel like the county could possibly address first. So it seems like it's a big want and not necessarily a need, whereas maybe we need the detention center.
Detention center seems to be a need, right? Because I know the current one is very old, smaller than we need it to be. I need something larger and new. And Sheriff Blackwood has said very strongly to that effect, that wherever it ends up going, something's got to go somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that I saw the date 2010 is when this is the county first started saying we need a new detention center. And I think it's been there since maybe the 20s or 30s. It's been there for a long time. And we're talking about the detention. You almost pass by it if you go to downtown Hillsborough without even noticing.
I think I just noticed it for the first time when I drove to downtown Hillsborough, like the last time I was there. I'm like, oh, that's where that is.
Right, right. Now it's right east of the what's called the Old County Courthouse. It's right there in the middle of the town where they have like the Last Friday's events and stuff, the stage set up. excuse me, right across the street from the News of Orange County newspaper office. And so it's situated quite near the courthouse that's active, the quote unquote new courthouse that was built in the 50s. It's off of Margaret Lane and near the Sheriff's Department and the District Attorney's Office and all that sort of stuff. So it's the current one is located in pretty much the perfect spot, but it's really old, and expanding it or renovating it to meet the needs of Orange County seems to be, for a lot of reasons, not a suitable option. I mean, primarily financially, actually moving it to this green field site would be a better deal, financially speaking, it seems, from the numbers that the county's presented. And
is that Route 70, or is that a different site?
Oh, Route 70, yes.
Okay,
that's from the site they seem to be leaning toward.
Because that's the other question, too, is like, I understand, and I was talking with Mark Dorison about this, I think it was a week and a half ago, and there's an actual term that's used in city planning and local government for government developments that are not wanted by the people who live around the proposal, like prisons and landfills and dumps and things like that. And I can't remember what the phrase was, but they actually have a phrase that they use. So wherever you propose a jail, there's going to be the surrounding neighbors that are going to, for obvious reasons, not want it there. But then where should it go? Like, what's the alternative that might be better?
I know. And it's kind of funny. I mean, I'll pick on Hillsborough because that's where I live. And, but they being the county, you know, looked at a couple of different sites in Hillsborough. But one of the reasons that they didn't want to locate it there in sort of a more commercial area near the courthouse and that sort of thing is because it's a really time intensive and expensive process to get permits from the town. So, you know, I feel like the town could make that process a lot smoother for the county and businesses and everybody. But that being the way it is, the county doesn't even want to deal with Hillsborough's regulations. So, a few years ago, the plan was to put it near a correctional facility that is on South Churton Street, sort of between the junctions with I-85 and I-40.
Right, right.
Right across from McDonald's, pretty much. And that fell through, from what I understand, negotiations between the county commissioners and the General Assembly did not go well. I mean, it's like our county commissioners.
Sorry, I wasn't sitting down for that.
Don't have any friends
shocking
in
news,
the General
yeah.
Assembly. Yeah, shocking yeah. news. And so something there, like the state, it's sort of a state correctional facility that's located there now, and it was going to be adjacent to that or some deal had been met, but that's since fallen
right.
through. And so they had to find a new place.
So what do you think ultimately should happen?
I think that I can see a lot of reasons to locate the detention center. Where they want to put it, like I said, that's an actual need. I don't think we need this big expansive parks and agricultural thing to go along with it. I think that they're using that more as like a buffer mm-hmm. to make people happier about, like, they're going to encircle a jail with
right,
these,
right.
you know, animal
husbandry. Which is probably true. I mean, the 900
stuff.
People that are signing that petition are probably
yeah.
more opposed to the jail, right?
Absolutely. The rest of the plan, they like. That's part of the plan I don't like. but for totally different reasons. I understand their point. This is an emotional, you know, issue to them. They feel connected to the land. They you know, they use it for agricultural purposes, a lot of them. So I wish that there was a way, though, to put it to leave it downtown near the courthouses and whatnot, because having it in a commercial area, you're not dealing with, I mean, it's, if it's, you know, having lights and traffic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in a commercial area, that's not as disruptive. I don't think it'll be that disruptive, though, because with the current detention center, I mean, as I said, you pass it
without even noticing.
Yeah.
You go to DPAC in Durham without even noticing the one
right
across
next
the street.
Door.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I used to give guided walking tours of the historic district, and you know, we go right past it, and nobody ever even knew
yeah.
unless you pointted it out. Which
did you point it out during the tours?
Well,
sometimes
I did, okay. but there's a historical reason for it, though.
Right,
because,
right.
I mean, ever since the town was founded in 1754, there has been a jail on that courthouse square. So it'll almost be kind of sad, assuming they close this one and move it elsewhere, that there potentially wouldn't be. I don't know what they're going to use this building for. The current detention center, I mean, because it's located in such a prime spot downtown. I don't know if it'll be, still be kept as sort of a detention center and maybe sort of an auxiliary one to the main one that they'll be building north of town. But I think that there's not really a good site to locate it. It would be so expensive to try to locate it in a commercial area of Hillsborough.
Right.
At this point, there's just not really the land available unless they built it on River Park, which is right behind the new courthouse and the sheriff's department and all that.
Yeah.
And that's never going to happen.
They hold events there.
It's a really cool space.
Riverwalk's there.
Right.
Yeah.
Riverwalk. And they're planning on building a pavilion
right,
and all this
right.
sort of thing. And so they have very big plans for River Park, and that's fine. So that's never going to happen. That's probably what I would do, honestly. Depending on if there's enough room, there may not be for
right.
the footprint of that kind of facility. So it's a tough situation.
So let me ask you this. We've got to wrap up in a couple of minutes. But
sure.
Insofar as we just had the conversation with Anna, she was talking about the documentary about the justice system and the extent to which we imprison way, way more people in the United States than just about every other country. Since we're talking about having to expand the local jail and the cost associated with it and all of these concerns about where to put it, and we need one somewhere, but where to site it and all these concerns, should mm-hmm. we be using this as an opportunity to have a conversation about maybe rethinking the justice system in general to make incarceration less of a thing?
Yeah, well, I think
not that it's
going to
solve this problem right here, but
no, I see your point. I think I've seen some people just, you know, in discussions on Facebook say something to the effect of, you know, well, if we invested this money in our schools, maybe we wouldn't have so much, so many people going to our jails. And
you could make that argument to get rid of the Parks and Rec building and
yeah, you could. Never mind, I won't get into the park and ride and the whole light rail thing. We don't have time for that. But so that would be a good discussion. I mean, I think that there's a lot of confusion. I mean, I don't have all the answers. And this detention center is not, from what I understand, people who are, you know, long-term hardened criminals. I can't think of anyone who has ever escaped out of the one downtown. It's been there without incident for as long as I'm aware of. So this is just this temporary holding place, I think, for most people who are waiting to go to court, low security. And so, you know, it's not necessarily what the types of crimes or criminals that people think of, maybe when they think of reforming our justice system, maybe it is, but it could be a good opportunity for that kind of discussion, because I don't know if it's just the population increasing that is, you know, making the detention center a new necessity or not, or if there is more, or we are proportionally, by population, imprisoning more of Orange County's population than maybe in decades past. You know, what kind of crimes deserve what kinds of sentences? I happen to think that there's a lot of crime, you know, without going into specifics, we don't have time, but that don't deserve, you know, the minimum sentences and things like that. There is a good opportunity for reform. And you have so many households where, you know, children are raised without fathers, pretty much. Their fathers are locked up in jail for crimes that, you know, they're not people that need to be locked away forever. Mm-hmm. Like, they're incompatible with society kind of people. So, yeah, there's just a lot there, so much. But I am eagerly anticipating, or anxiously is probably the better way to say it. I don't want to confuse those two terms, eagerly and anxious, because there's a public hearing about this plan.
Thursday, right?
Yeah. In 2 days before there's a joint Hillsborough Planning Board, Town Board meeting this Thursday at 7 o'clock. So if you're concerned about this, then you can have the opportunity to go speak at that public hearing. And then after that, it's really going to go off like a rocket. I mean, Hillsborough's Planning Board and then the Town Board are going to discuss it over the course of the next month. And then pretty much, assuming it gets approved, I'm sure it will, the commissioners will approve the purchase of the land, and that could happen as soon as April. I mean, it's already under contract and everything. So it's like 2 months away from being pretty set in stone. So it's not, although the county commissioners, I think, have said it's very preliminary, it's planning, it's really quite close to being committed to and done.
We got to wrap up here in a second. Sure. We're running up on 5 o'clock, but Ashley Campbell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And don't forget that public hearing, which is on Thursday at 7 o'clock.